So hi, good afternoon. Is this thing working? My name is Vincent Atchity. I work with the North Colorado Health Alliance. We are a 501c3 organization located in northern Colorado and working on a variety of different community health initiatives, including our Make Today Count implementation, population engagement, and culture change strategy, which is what I'm here to tell you a little about this afternoon. I have no conflicts of interest to disclose. I'm co-directing the campaign with Dr. Wallace, who's also here, and working with Carly Rosen, who's our campaign director, who's also here, and with Tyler Payne, who's our community impact coordinator. So it's nice to have some companions here with me in New Orleans. So to begin with, I'm just going to show you this for just a quick second and move on quickly. This is the visual conceptualization of our community health data dashboard, and all I want you to look at right now is the windshield through the dashboard, which is where we're trying to get, which is the thriving Weld County. Weld County is the county where we're located. Thriving Weld County is our target audience, and our Weld County is our target audience. Trying to get to thriving Weld County is what we're trying to do. It's a place where none of them have ever been before. And in fact, it's a place where none of us who've grown up in America have ever been before, because the thriving county that we've conceptualized is a place where children are born to parents who want them, who have equal access to strong early childhood education with parents who are supported throughout their childbearing years, who have solid educations, who are literate with their classes at the end of the third grade, who graduate from high school with their peers, who have access to continuing education or sustainable employment, sustainable housing, health care throughout that period, and an opportunity to procreate if that's what they want to do, and have a life where they have access to transportation, housing, and comfortable places to live, and then deaths with dignity and comfort at the end of that, with a feeling of life that's been meaningful to them. So no one's ever been there. We need to figure out how to get there, and we're working with a tough audience. And so what we're trying to do, first of all, is what we had to do is realize that we need to understand the audience that we're working with. And these Weld County Americans are like Americans everywhere. They're largely short on time. They're notoriously short on attention span. Our most critically pressed audience is short on money. And very few of them are thinking about health, and certainly they're not thinking about health in any kind of a global preventative way. If anything, they think of health when it's 10 o'clock at night and their child has a fever and they show up at the emergency room that has the shortest amount of waiting period, and that's when they think about health. So it's a tough audience to bring about health-oriented culture change. You know, a little bit more about them. Like much of America, it's a chronically ill audience. We are not a healthy country. 62% of adults in the county are overweight or obese, and 1 in 4 of the children. Fully 30% of adults in the county self-reported as having been told by a doctor that they're depressed. And what we also have is an interesting, notoriously American contrast where we've got incredible poverty amidst incredible wealth. Weld is one of the fastest growing economies in the country at the moment, with enormous oil reserves that are being tapped into aggressively by the fracking operations. And yet, over 50% of the children are eligible for Medicaid. And that is just like the American story as we know it. So anyway, in our work for population engagement, we are focusing particularly on children and on community leaders in the understanding that this is where culture change happens. I remember there was a film made years ago called Berkeley in the 60s, a great documentary about that period and all of the anti-war movement going on. And one of the characters in the documentary remarked that you have to keep your eye on the kids, because as you're standing there with your protest sign in the street and the adults driving the car are giving you dirty looks and worse things as you go by, what you do is you watch the kids in the rearview mirror who are waving peace signs at you, and you know that all you have to do is hang on and wait, and the tide will change. So targeting kids is what they did with Give a Hoot and Don't Pollute. You know, it's how you make change happen. So what we went to, you know, went about doing is understanding that if we're going to do population and change with a tough crowd, There's no point in trying to reinvent the wheel and racking our brains for something. We should look quickly at what seems to be popular and successful, like game shows and reality TV, and realizing that you come up with simple, catchy messages and you repeat them repeatedly, and this is how you make change happen. So for Make Today Count, we identified familiar structural elements to game shows and reality TV. You know, if you think of things like The Biggest Loser or even something like Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, one of the things that our tough American audience loves is competition. It's an easy sell. And so for our campaign, we've designed all kinds of competitive elements to engage people in the first place and get them involved. We've got a whole elaborate system of challenges where we have a bi-weekly rotating public health curriculum that proposes different activities that people can take on in the areas of healthy eating, active living, and general well-being. So every 2 weeks we come out with a new message. This week it may be reduce your consumption of sugar-added beverages. And then we have a challenge system where people submit their email addresses or telephone numbers, pop them in a box, and then stand a chance to win a gift card so that we're motivating, and all they have to do is pledge. We're taking a challenge. I'll rise to the challenge. I'll reduce my consumption to one sugar-added beverage a day instead of the five that I'm usually thoughtlessly consuming. And that's, it's a simple kind of gesture to try and raise the general consciousness about a behavior change. You know, another competitive thing we've been doing is we've adopted the Kaiser Permanente Weigh and Win campaign, which may be familiar to many of you, where you do the weigh-in and the periodic check-ins with your weight. We introduced the use of spin wheels at every population engagement event we went to, and, you know, amazing thing what a spinning Wheel of Fortune type wheel does in terms of drawing crowds of people toward your booth. When you're in a room, an expo hall like that, and you're the only one with a spinning wheel, you've got a line of kids who just want to spin that wheel. And so we started doing that and watched, much to our gratification, as many of our other community service organizations all acquired spin wheels themselves. So now kids in Weld County can find spin wheels everywhere, but we cue the spin wheel to some question or another about a health-related thing. They get to guess how many packets of sugar are in a bottle of Mountain Dew if they land on Mountain Dew, and then we give them little awards when they answer. And then we've created a whole game show scenario as well, where we have physical activity-type game shows that give folks a chance to do a series of exercises real quick and answer some questions about that. So competition is big on winning people over. Another familiar structural element tied in with the competition is prizes and incentives. Americans just love it when you can get prizes doing things. And so, as I mentioned, we do gift cards. For a while there, we were dealing out Visa gift cards that people could use everywhere, and then our social consciousness got to us, and we realized that why are we supporting Visa? So we started acquiring gift cards to local businesses so that we're fueling the local economy, and we tied the local businesses into the system so that they all are incentivized to promote the challenge system to the population as well. So we've got challenge boxes now distributed throughout local businesses in the region with vendors at local businesses who are trying to engage the population as well. And we give away all kinds of healthy stuff as part of the process. So another important structural element common to all these things is the real life stories. Everybody wants to recognize somebody who's being told. Everybody wants to feel like they can be the protagonist in this story. And so this is where we've been using our social media channels to sort of create an alternative culture of health within our unhealthy Weld County context. And what in our alternative culture of health, what we do is, as those challenge winners are drawn in each of the neighborhoods we're working in, we interview the people who've won for that biweekly period and publish a little picture of them and a vignette of who they are. This is Maria. She stays healthy by reducing her sugar-added beverages and walking her dog and talking to her neighbors. And so by creating a sort of little wall of fame for our local health heroes, we're trying to create a little mirror culture so that those growing ranks of Weld County citizens who are thinking about health in a more global way can start to recognize themselves and each other in that virtual community. So the other Another one of those key structural elements is the life can change in a flash scenario where you're down one day and you're totally up the next. And this is so so scantily resembles our current political situation, explaining our lack of voter interest, that we realize that this is one of the toughest nuts to crack in America. People want change, but they want change now. They don't want change 15 to 25 years from now, or someday when Congress decides to convene. And so that's where we got the notion of calling this Make Today Count, and the idea that what people want is the satisfaction of being able to do something today that is going to make all the difference in the world down the line. And, you know, the most important thing for a community that is chronically ill and on a downward trajectory in terms of the forecast for the next generation, as soon as you take that community and take the first step in the other direction, you're feeling much better already. You don't have to get very far. You just need to be taking a step in the right direction. And so our biweekly curriculum is all about the little steps that you take and this rotating thing. These couple of weeks, we're going to think about healthy eating. We're not going to be thinking about all of our healthy eating. We're just going to be thinking about that snack that you bring to work. And the next couple of weeks, we're going to be thinking about physical activity. And we're not going to be thinking about enrolling you in a gym and getting you into some kind of triathlon training regimen. We're going to think about you're going to take 10 steps more than you took by parking at the farthest side of the parking lot and walking a little bit further to the office, and teaching people tiny little incremental strategies that they can use to start feeling better about themselves. Another key element to this is how we, as a culture, tend to love to root for the underdog. We like to come up from behind, and one of the things that we've been using to present to our community partners in the community is the notion that, you know, Weld County, though you may have never heard of it before, it's ground zero for American public health. It's right practically smack in the middle of the country, for one thing, and it's got everything going on in it that you could possibly imagine. You know, we are rural and urban at the same time. I think of Greeley, which is the county seat for the county, as comparable to Compton in South Central LA, to the extent that it's roughly the same population numbers. There's 42 languages spoken in the public school. The poverty is out of hand, and the chronic illness is out of hand. But if we can turn that kind of a typical sort of American scenario around using this kind of a engaging strategy, then ground zero for public health can become ground zero for public health revival. And Anywhere USA could become Everywhere USA. As we also keep saying, you know, with all of the incredible human resources we have in our region and the incredible wealth and natural resources, there is no good excuse for things being the way they are. And, we don't have to think about becoming the Garden of Eden. It's not about that. It's about becoming a little bit more like Sweden. And then the other key structural element that we all tend to love is keeping score. We want to know where we are. We want to have a sense that we've got some kind of a point to play. So it's gamesmanship, and the idea that if we're playing today, it's going to change our scores, and we're at the end of the week, we're going to be able to feel up or down in some kind of a competitive environment. So a couple of the key strategies we've been using to try and keep score for the community, besides the challenges, are the community health data dashboard, and I think that might be the next slide, yes. And also being calendar-driven. That's one of the principal elements of our campaign, is the calendar-driven sense, so that rather than being sort of eternal public health workers where our problem is obesity and we're going to retire in obesity 25 years from now and never get anywhere, the sense is no, there's no excuse for this to be a 25-year problem. This country moved into Europe in 1944, and by 1945, that war was over. And, you know, then they went and built an interstate highway system in the next 4 years and put somebody on the moon. So, like, there is progress possible in a time that this country has kind of lost sight of forward momentum. And so putting a calendar on it and saying, okay, so what are you doing in obesity prevention? Very nice. Now, what are you doing by next Friday? And what do you plan to accomplish concretely within the next 3 months on that measure? And really holding people to a calendar for accountability. And we try and reflect that in our community health data dashboard. This is a mechanism that is available online at MakeTodayCount.org. You can look it up. It's not fully built out, but it's there and it's functional. And what it does is it takes us back to that dashboard concept of dashboard. It's a familiar mechanism to everybody. It's a navigational tool that you use to get to a place where you've never been before, and you're not really sure how to get there. But what you do is you keep your eye on certain dials, and if those dials are all green rather than red, your chances are a whole lot better than getting there than if they're red or you're not looking at them at all. And so in a process of community organizing and meeting, we identified these five dials as a reasonable place to start, where if they're all in the green, we're kind of getting there as a community. And these are the different sectors that we're involving in our health enterprise. And as you see, they're not just, it's not healthcare. It's not even just community service. It's across the board. Health is not the problem of any of us who've explicitly identified ourselves with health. One of our biggest campaigns is to broaden our companionship in our effort, and that's one of the things where we've spent a bulk of our attention. And then when you click on each of these dials, you get to scorecards where it shows us where we are now in Weld County in terms of our latest community needs assessment survey with regard to obesity, literacy, access to care, access to health insurance, all those different kinds of things. And then it sets out targets for 2020. Many of the targets in alignment with Healthy People 2020 targets, and we've invented the targets if Healthy People 2020 doesn't get there for us. And the idea is that all of our participating organizations load their data into this so that we're keeping each other accountable for progress being made across all these fronts. So I got 2 minutes. So making this population engagement and culture change strategy process work requires advancing on multiple fronts at once, just as if we're invading some hostile nation. And, you know, one of the hostile, poorly understood nation, and, you know, key, of course, is the grassroots thing, and that is that trying to kindle a sense of engagement on the individual's part in a process that is larger than them, right? This is something that arguably the nation had in that time of the greatest generation, was a sense that, oh, we're involved in this struggle, and it's going to change. So grabbing the people and making them feel like the little step they take today is part of a bigger thing, and having that little step linked to a scoreboard that's representing change on that bigger thing, that's that grassroots effort that we do by attending all kinds of events where people are and sharing our messaging by distributing that widely. We've got organizational partners across all sectors. As I mentioned, we're trying to create a media surround sound environment where it's coming through billboards and social media and newspapers and radio. And one of the key pieces of it is trying to make the business case for health for the community leaders, because as I mentioned, we've got this giant disparity between the tremendously needy and the tremendously wealthy. And one of the things that the tremendously wealthy need to understand is that their wealth does not decrease when the wealth of the nation increases all around. Their wealth will continue to rise. In fact, if you keep your consumer alive for another 20 years, that's like one of the best business strategies in the world. So, you know, engaging Coca-Cola and McDonald's and keeping their people going for another 20 years, that's billions of dollars of revenue. So staffing, we've got fortunate in an amazing staff, Carly, who brings marketing and communications experience and is tremendous at partnership development. We've had a staff of community health workers as well as partner organizations doing message dissemination, and then we've got our data collection staff as well.